At the moment of my life, I am very much in my attending children's birthday parties era. With a five-year-old at the minute, it feels like every weekend involves another party, another set of balloons, cake, chaotic games, bouncy castles, and mostly the adults standing around the edge of a village hall, holding the cups of squash, wondering how on earth, after 2 hours of bouncing, the kids still have so much energy. I imagine many of us remember those birthday party eras too, whether from our own childhood, from raising kids, grandkids, whatever it might be. We all know that there are certain things that seem to belong to every party. The balloons, the sweets, the slice of cake wrapped in napkin at the end to take home, and of course, the party bag. That magical little bag handed out at the end, full of treasures and surprises. And as I was thinking about Pentecost this year, I wonder whether Acts chapter 2 feels a bit like a birthday party. Because Pentecost, after all, is often called the birthday of the church. It is the moment the Holy Spirit comes upon the disciples, fearful followers become courageous witnesses, and the good news of Jesus bursts out into the world. The church is born. And so today I want us to imagine Pentecost as that birthday celebration, and with God placing a party bag into our hands, not filled with random toys and sweets alone, but with gifts and reminders of what the Spirit looks like. Things that inside are things that God still gives us today. So the first thing I have in my party bag, oh, it's not that one. Tricked you, is a balloon. A balloon in itself, floppy, lifeless, unimpressive. But once it's filled with air, shall I try? Thank you. It expands, it becomes what it's meant to be. Acts 2 says, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. And John tells us that Jesus breathed Holy Spirit upon the disciples. The church begins with breath, with wind, with the life of God filling ordinary people. The disciples before Pentecost were frightened, hiding behind locked doors. Peter had denied Jesus, Thomas had doubted, the others had scattered. But then the Spirit came and they became a courageous people. But a balloon only fulfills its purpose when it's filled. And maybe that's true of us too. The Christian life was never meant to be lived in our own strength. God never said, just try harder. He said, receive the Spirit. I wonder sometimes if we live as deflated Christians, exhausted, discouraged, empty. But the Spirit fills us again and again with courage, wisdom, peace, and strength. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Even faith itself begins with the Spirit breathing life in and on us. The church was not born with cleverness or organisation, but through the breath of God. And so maybe today some of us need to pray a simple prayer. Lord, fill me again. The second thing in my party bag, sweets. This is not the size of the sweets, by the way, I would give to any child, just so we're aware. Because one of the first things people notice at Pentecost is joy. Now, admittedly, some people thought the disciples were drunk, but Peter stands up and says, no, this is the work of God. There is something deeply joyful about encountering the Holy Spirit. The gospel is good news, not grim news. I wonder sometimes if we can look as though we've inherited a faith that looks like a burden instead of a blessing. Yet the early church overflowed with gladness, generosity, and praise. The sweetness of God's grace changes people. Think about the crowd gathered in Jerusalem. They came from every nation, every background, every language. Some rich, some poor, some devout, some skeptical, and yet the Spirit speaks to all of them. The sweetness of Pentecost is that nobody is excluded from God's invitation. Young and old, men and women, insiders and outsiders. Peter quotes the prophet Joel, "I will pour out my Spirit on all people." And Paul echoes that same truth in Corinthians. "For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free." So at Pentecost we see the church is born diverse. Different people, different languages, different stories. Yet one body, one Spirit, one Lord. And when we truly taste the goodness of God, we too become people who share that sweetness with others through kindness, forgiveness, generosity, encouragement and compassion. The Spirit makes the church a place where people encounter the sweetness of Jesus. Now, a very popular part of a party bag for five-year-olds, I found, is bubbles. They're wonderful, I think, because they don't stay in one place. You blow them out and they drift everywhere. Pentecost was like that. Acts says suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven. It didn't remain locked up in that upstairs room. It floated out onto the street, into the crowd, into the world. People from every nation hearing the good news in their own language. And in John's Gospel, Jesus says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." The Spirit is always connected to sending. The church was never meant to stay still or hidden. The Holy Spirit carries the good news outward from person to person, home to home, nation to nation. But bubbles remind us of something else too. They catch the light beautifully. As they float, they reflect colour and brightness. And that is what Spirit-filled Christians are meant to do. Reflect the beauty of Jesus wherever we go. So maybe today the Spirit is asking us, where can we carry the love of Jesus this week? Another thing party bags can have are glow sticks. Do you remember these? The thing I love about a glow stick, though, is that it only shines when it's broken and shaken up. And I think that feels strangely appropriate for the church. The disciples are not perfect people. They were ordinary people who had failed, doubted, struggled, and grieved. Yet God uses them powerfully. Tongues of fire rested on each of them. I think that matters because Pentecost tells us the Spirit isn't reserved for the spiritual elite. Every Christian is called and empowered. And I love that reading in 1 Corinthians 12 that talks about the different gifts, different forms of service, different kinds of working, but the same Spirit. Some of us here are called to teach. Some are called to be encouragers. Some to lead, some to pray. Some to show compassion quietly behind the scenes. But we're all called to do something and be something in the church. And the church shines the most brightly when every person offers the gift God has given them. Finally, inside the party bag, this is my least favourite thing, is Play-Doh. It's great until it gets mixed together, but that's a different analogy. Anyway, it is soft, moldable, shapeable. You can create something beautiful with it. And perhaps that is one of the greatest works of the Holy Spirit, shaping us into the people God calls us to be. Before Pentecost, the disciples were that confusedness. But after the Spirit came, their lives began to change. The Spirit moulded them into the church. And if I was really arty, this would now become a model of a church. But you can imagine that in your head. And God is still shaping his people today. And part of that shaping, I think, is reconciliation. In John 20, after breathing the Spirit upon the disciples, Jesus speaks about forgiveness. Because Spirit-filled people become forgiving people. The Holy Spirit softens hearts, repairs relationships, forms communities. And sometimes we resist that shaping, maybe, because change can feel uncomfortable. But the Spirit lovingly presses, molds, stretches and forms us into the likeness of Christ. More loving, more patient, more courageous, more compassionate, more holy. And the beautiful thing about Play-Doh is this. It remains soft when it's used regularly, but if left untouched for too long, it hardens. Perhaps Pentecost invites us to stay open and responsive to the Spirit, to remain teachable, moldable, to let God continue his work with us. Because the church is not simply built by human effort, it is formed by the church, by the hands of God. So today, on the birthday of the church, imagine the Holy Spirit placing into each of us a party bag with a balloon saying, be filled with the Holy Spirit, with sweets, taste and share the sweetness of God's grace, with bubbles, carry the good news out into the world, with glow sticks, let God shine through you with his gifts, and with Play-Doh. Allow God to shape your life into the likeness of Christ. The church is born today in Pentecost, and by the Holy Spirit, we are born into it too. Amen.